everybody, and welcome. It's time for another episode of My Little Globe. Today's episode will be about something that I really, truly miss a lot, and this is traveling. I want to talk about the different ways of traveling and the different options we have nowadays to go abroad and to go on vacation. And I will talk about my experience with the different kinds of travels that I did. So here we go. I grew up going on multiple vacations per year with my family. Now, we don't have a massive lot of money. We always tended to go on vacations that were not so expensive. But with the time, I experienced a lot of different ways of traveling, and this is what I want to share today. When I was little, we went to Mallorca every year with my grandmother and my mom. So it was my sister, my grandmother, my mom, and me. And the four of us always went to the same hotel. It was a hotel where my mom worked before I was born. So we knew all the people there and they all knew us, which was kind of great because it was always like coming home. Now in this hotel, we always had breakfast and dinner. And for lunch, we would always buy peanut butter and some white bread and then sit on the balcony and eat that because peanut butter is something you can keep outside of the fridge and it will still be good. So basically that was our lunch every day, but I really enjoyed that and this was a holiday feeling for me. We never spent a lot of money on food or on dining out. We rather spent our money on the shopping that we always did. And yeah, so that was the classic holiday that I had as a child. And then every once in a while, we also went to all-inclusive hotels because I was a kid who loved to play with other kids, to get to know people, just the way I am now. And my mom knew that I would enjoy some entertainment in a hotel. So every few years, we went to an all-inclusive hotel. And I also enjoyed that because I am a person who enjoys to have many activities, to have a lot of like a program that I can attend, and then in the evenings to watch shows and stuff like that. So that is a very nice way, of course, of going on a holiday, but it is a way where, at least in my case, we didn't see a lot of the country. We were basically more in the hotel and at the beach. And secondly, it is, of course, a very expensive way of going on a vacation. Anyhow, it was great that we did that because on one of these vacations, I got offered that job that I had later on in Tenerife, which is kind of amazing. So in my holidays, a job basically fell from the sky for me. So that was great. But that's not the topic, Romina. I'm sorry. Okay, so anyway, I had to figure out ways of traveling low budget because I love traveling so much that I rather go more often on a low budget trip, like without all the comfort of changed sheets and towels every day, than to go on an expensive holiday once a year or once every 2 years. So with my mom and my sister, we started using Airbnb a lot. Now, for anyone who doesn't know Airbnb, this is a website where you book private accommodations that can go from a single room in an apartment where other people live to a villa. So you can also book quite expensive accommodations there. But however, we used this website to find inexpensive rooms or apartments where we would stay for a while, and then we would always go to the supermarket and cook our food ourselves. So I really enjoyed this kind of traveling because it is already much closer to the local people. So the life is much more authentic as you also go through the same supermarkets, and you might live in an area where only locals live and you're not in the touristic hotspots. So that's the positive parts about Airbnb traveling. So we would, for example, plan a trip with the car, like a road trip, and then plan to stop in certain spots. We did that in Italy once, which was great. So we traveled through the north of Italy. We did the whole trip by car, and it was just great. And we got to know many nice people, because most of the times you will get to know the hosts or the owners of the apartment where you're staying. And we only had good experiences with this website. However, later on, I signed up at a webpage called Couchsurfing. And this is basically, I think it's meant for backpackers in general and young people who travel low budget and want to get to know the culture of the place where they are staying. So the concept there is that someone offers you a place to sleep in their home. It can be on the sofa. It can also be on the floor. It can be in a bed. So wherever it's possible. And you don't pay for that. So it's all about getting to know the culture and the people. And the hosts usually also are super interested in your background and your culture and your story. So it's about sharing a lot of your experience with the other person and the other way around. So that is an awesome website, and I only had positive experiences with it. On that website, it's not only for finding a host or being a host, but also there are events that you can go to. There's a lot of international events, so wherever you go, even if you're staying at a hotel or an Airbnb or wherever really, there will most probably be an event somewhere around that you can attend, where you can meet either locals or other travelers, or you can just directly meet up with other traveling people or locals or someone who wants to go for a coffee. So it is amazing in terms of connecting with other people if you don't want to use Tinder for this. So I can only recommend it to anyone. The first time I used Couchsurfing was a very funny experience, because I was traveling with my mother. We were in Italy again, and we had planned to stay at an Airbnb accommodation. But two nights before we arrived there, and we were already somewhere in Italy, so we were already in the middle of our vacation, they canceled the apartment because they had sold it. So we didn't have anywhere to stay for that one night. And this is when we started searching, but it was in like at the peak of the Italian holidays in summer. So it was super hard to find something that was not super, super expensive. And I looked on Couchsurfing, and I wrote 100 messages to I don't know how many people. And the night before we were homeless, I still remember I was sitting with my mom on a bench, and it was late at night. It was almost midnight, and we still hadn't found any place to stay. And then all of a sudden, one guy responded, and he was like, yeah, sure, you can stay at my place. And the next day we went there, my mom and me, and this Italian guy was just a wonderful person, really, really nice. And he gave us his bedroom. So he went to sleep on the couch, and that was so nice of him to just let us sleep in his bed. And he offered us food, and it was really, really a great first experience with this website. And after that, I think my next experience was going to an event in Mallorca where there were other travelers and local people and people who were not born in Mallorca, but just moved there. And it was amazing because the atmosphere is always positive because everyone is super welcoming, super open. And you can just go there, even though you don't know anybody, you will definitely have a wonderful and fantastic evening. And in my case, for example, on that event, I got to know a girl who is now a very, very close friend of mine and who hosts me every now and then when I go to my favorite island, Mallorca. And we're always in contact. Now that I can't travel, we're still in contact. And I am super thankful for that. So couch surfing, sure, will enrichen your life somehow. And then the last time I used couchsurfing was in Manila, so in the Philippines, because when I went there, my mom arrived 2 days later than me, and I decided that I would try to find a couchsurfing host for the first 2 days that I was alone, and I found like the best and most awesome host I could have found. Who now is also a very close friend of mine, although we live super far apart, but still, this was, I don't know, we just felt super comfortable with each other. I still remember the first night I arrived and we talked for hours and hours, and it was just amazing. So I can really recommend this to anyone. You will get to know the people and the culture so much better than if you stay at a hotel or any other kind of accommodation. The third alternative way of traveling is something my mom discovered a few years back that was called Home for Exchange back then. I think now the name is Love Home Swap. And no, I'm not sponsored by all these webpages. I just want to share this because I think it makes traveling possible for so many more people. And yeah, so that's why. So this way of traveling is the following. You offer your home to somebody who offers his or her home to you at the same time. So you basically exchange home for that period of time. Now, there's two ways of doing that. Either you do it at the same time. So you go there when the people from the other place come to your place. Or the second way is if you have like a summer house or something, you can also choose a different date. So, for example, you let those people stay at your summer house or at your normal house while you are at your summer house. And you can go there to their summer house sometime that suits you, which is fantastic because then you get to know these people too. And another very positive thing about this way of traveling is that if you have any pets at home, they are taken care of. And that can be a fantastic advantage because sometimes looking for someone who looks after your pets during your holidays is a bit of a difficult task. And this way, like with us, for example, we have a cat and he can just stay here at that home that he knows, and people will definitely take care of him, and everyone loves him anyway, so that's great. And I remember one time we went to the Netherlands and we had to look after chicken, and that was kind of nice because that way we got a certain feeling how it is to have chicken and stuff like that, and you can maybe experience something that you don't experience at home. And if you're a group of people, like if you're a family of 4 people or something like that, you really can save a lot of money because those stays can be like 10 days long or 14 days or even 3 weeks. It depends on the situation. Now, of course, most of you will say, well, this is a huge risk. I don't want to leave my apartment to somebody else. Of course, all these ways of traveling always are a question of how much trust you have in people. And of course, there's always a little risk. But I can just tell you, we have done these things for years now, and I have only had great experiences with it. And it is enriching. And if you, you know, if you don't travel at the same time with the home for exchange thing, you can get to know those people, you can show them around, or you will be shown around by them once you're there. So all of these things are really recommendable, and they're so different. Like, they're such different experiences to when you go to a hotel. And another great thing here is that wherever you stay, it is a home. And this is something you really notice. You have a fully equipped apartment with a kitchen where you have everything that you need most of the time. So all these things, they just make you feel much more comfortable and so much more at home. And they give you a feeling for how people live over there, because certain things might be different that you wouldn't see if you stayed at a hotel where they try to give you the feeling of being at your home, so in your country. And this is so much more personal. It's great because it's like diving into this other culture and this other world, this very different way of living. The fourth way of alternative traveling that I want to share with you is something that I discovered just recently. I think it must have been like last year or something. And it is a Facebook page. Now, it is a German one. I don't know if it exists in other countries. It probably does. And this is basically a Facebook group where people announce if they need some help with something at home, or if people want to go abroad and want to help somewhere in exchange for living there, for a place to stay. So 1 year ago, I wanted to plan a vacation for February this year, because I finished my exams in January, and in March I started to work. So I was like, okay, my whole February is free for me to travel somewhere. And I thought, well, if I have a month, I can go far abroad, like further than Europe. So I asked in that group if someone had a place to stay for me. I wrote in who I am, what education I have, what I can do, what I can offer, what I'm not good at, just in order to avoid people wanting me to repair things that I can't repair. And I wrote in all that I was looking for. So I was looking for a Spanish-speaking place, close to the seaside, possibly some kind of city where there was life going on, and it should be warm at that time of the year, so in February. And surprisingly enough, I got a lot of offers, because I thought I was asking for too much, actually, but many people offered a place to stay for me. And in the end, I decided to go to two different places, because at first I wanted to go to one single place, but then a place in Ecuador was offered to me and another one in Mexico. And I just thought, wow, this is amazing. I have to do that and take this chance. So I went for this adventure. I booked my flight to Ecuador, where I stayed with a family and looked after a 5-year-old girl 4 hours a day. And the rest of the day, I had time off. I could do whatever I wanted. I even could eat with that family. So I had breakfast and lunch with them every day. And it was just amazing, because I was part of a real life there, and I really enjoyed that. So after that, I traveled to Mexico, where I was supposed to translate something for a girl. But when I arrived, the text that I should translate wasn't written yet. So in the end, I just stayed there for free. I think I changed light bulbs once. That was basically it. But I really enjoyed that, and it was just great. And people who offer you their home are always so open-minded and welcoming. And it is always very enriching to have these moments and to experience these things. And traveling on your own in general is something I really recommend to anyone. It is something everyone should have done at least once in their lives because it is so great. You learn a lot about yourself and you get to know so many more people than if you travel with someone you know. So if traveling alone is something you haven't done so far in your life, I encourage you strongly to do so as soon as this whole situation is over. Even if it might be a scary thought, I assure you, you will enjoy it and you will get so much out of it. Okay, guys, this was my traveling episode. I hope there was something in there for you, maybe something that you didn't know anything about yet. I know it might not be the best moment to think about traveling, but as soon as it is possible again, I will certainly travel as much as I can, and I hope you will do too, because it's just a beautiful thing. So I wish you a wonderful week. Please subscribe to this podcast. And if you can, give me a review. Last time I called it comments. Well, there's no such thing as comments in the podcasting world. So it's reviews and or give me a rating or follow me on Instagram and have a great day. Goodbye.